Under 2 hours, the President of the United States is expected to declare a state of emergency in order to fund his election promise to build a wall on the border with Mexico. The plan has drawn criticism from Democrats who've threatened legal action. I've been speaking to Sarah Elliott, Chair of Republicans Overseas UK.
It is definitely the right thing to do for the President's base, and also to highlight, to enact his biggest campaign promise on the campaign stump. This is his number one priority he made when campaigning, and he is 100% committed to it, and he is he's fulfilling his promise.
The largest number of illegal migrants settling in the United States each year are those who stay in the country after their visas expire. So how big a problem is the border with Mexico?
It's a big problem. And actually, this is a problem for the Democrats to say that it's not a national emergency. I mean, you have last year alone over 400,000 illegal crossings between ports of entry. You had 20,000 unaccompanied minors coming across the border. And every month, you have 30,000 people coming into U.S. custody that the U.S. has to provide housing for or some type of detention for, or release them illegally into the United States with hopes that they'll show up for their court hearings. So it is a massive problem, and the Democrats have a long way to go to saying that this isn't a national emergency.
But no one who's crossed the U.S. southern border illegally from 1975 until the end of 2017 has been responsible for a terror attack, for example, on U.S. soil.
But they've been responsible for many deaths. But it's also a rule of law issue. I mean, are we a country of laws or are we not? And I think it's every government's prerogative to actually protect its citizens internally and to defend them from people who may do harm or may not do harm. America is the land of immigrants. I can trace back my heritage to at least six different European countries. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's what makes America America, but we have to have due process. We have to do it legally. And this is something Congress hasn't wanted to tackle for over 30 years. And so the president is saying, listen, I campaigned on this. This is really important to America and to the security of our nation, and I'm going to follow through with it.
President Trump in 2014 had a very different view of declaring a state of emergency. He said in a tweet, Republicans must not allow President Obama to subvert the Constitution of the United States for his own benefit and because he's unable to negotiate with Congress. Isn't that exactly what he's doing now?
No, I mean, I think actually he's actually, you know, going to challenge and see if the U.S. Constitution allows for something like this. It's democracy in action. I mean, if the judicial process says, no, actually, Mr. President, you can't do this, it will override it. He is, you know, obviously testing the limits, but he believes this is not necessarily in his interest, but in the interest of the American people. And he's willing to put that on the line to decide this.
Now, you do expect that he will face legal challenge, though?
Absolutely. Seconds after he announced, after he calls a national state of emergency. And it should also be noted that Congress can also override him, which happened to George W. Bush in his administration, that if the majority of the House and the Senate think that this is not a cause for national emergency, then they can override it. And he has a lot of detractors in the Republican Party as well. So it may not even need to go through a judicial review. But the president is showing his base and actually making border security an issue for the American people and saying, listen, I'm taking this seriously. I take my campaign promises seriously, and you elected me to do a job, and I'm doing that job.
Sarah Elliott there, Chair of Republicans Overseas UK.